Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark here on CFRC 101.9 FM. If you've been tuning in the last couple of weeks, you may have noticed that we have a theme going on. We are celebrating or challenging ourselves, however you want to look at it, with National Novel Writing Month, historically known as NaNoWriMo. And while the original contest no longer is active, people who are still practicing, taking November as an opportunity to flex their creative muscles, get themselves into a routine and push themselves and see where they can get with their writing. And things that we've looked at so far include strategy, looking at your calendar, and developing a synopsis for a story you want to write, as well as getting ideas for stories. Last week, we looked at developing the world of your story and how that can complement and push your story forward. And this week, we're going to get to know your protagonist or your main character. It is needless to say that the main character of your story is very important. Your reader is going to be spending the most time with. In general, those are the characters that your reader is meant to care about. They're meant to be invested in. So how do you do that? By investing in those characters yourself. Spend some time getting to know your main character. If you have a sense of their personality, motivations, likes and dislikes, you'll have a much easier time moving them through your story. So how do we do this? Create a backstory for your character. You'll notice that a lot of the tips that we discussed this week are complementary to the ideas that we were looking at last week with world building. And there's a reason for that, because as we mentioned last week, your world is a character in your story. Obviously, your protagonist is a major character in your story. How can you make your character interesting both for you, so that you'll want to continue developing them, and for your reader? Consider things like giving them some secrets and private hardships. Maybe no one but that character and the reader knows, but when you let your reader in on a secret, you make it that much more interesting. And these things will help your character read as three-dimensional. This is important to consider even if you're writing a quote-unquote unlikable character. You want to know what made them that way and what makes them tick now. What path led them to be who they are, to act the way they do, to value or have disdain for certain things. You don't need to like them, but you should be able to understand where they are coming from, even if their reason is problematic. A good example of an unlikable character that is well developed for me would be Anakin Escoffier with Martin John. I remember talking with Anna Kana when this book came out, and Martin John is about as unlikable as you could imagine. His attitude and behavior towards women was very problematic, and she was afraid when she wrote it that people were not going to want to read the book. How can you read something with someone who is so unlikable? But what she did was create a character that was so three-dimensional that even though you despised his actions, she revealed enough that you could understand in his head why he was doing what he was doing. She wasn't being an apologist. She wasn't trying to excuse anything he was doing, but what she did was let you know where this perversion or where this twisted motivation was coming from. This character that you didn't like and didn't want to like, but could somehow understand. So here are some things to consider as you are delving into your character. We talked about creating a world Bible last week. This week, we're talking character Bible. This is the starting point, at the very least, of who your character is. Here are some questions that you want to be able to answer about your character. What is your character's motivation? Is it love, money, revenge, loyalty? What do they want? Does your character seek fame? Is it justice, friendship, fortune? What is holding them back? Is this barrier physical, psychological, financial? Is it another person holding them back? Or is it a combination of circumstances? What do you want your character to learn by the end of the story? How will they grow or change? And that can be for the better or for the worse. And why? And finally, what does your character value? What lines would they never cross? Who would they never betray? And if you're challenging this, what would make them break this rule? So those are some sort of motivational questions to help you get into the mindset and drive behind your character. Other things that you can include in your character Bible are more factual name, basic demographics. their history, including parents, siblings, where they come from, where they're living now, their ambitions for the future, their moral code, as we discussed before, and then finally, dialogue. And dialogue is both external speech patterns, like favorite sayings, a speech impairment, idioms they might use or slang, and it's also internal thoughts. How do they talk to themselves? What's going on in their mind? I'm going to give you an exercise here, and it's one I talk about with people often because it just hit me as being a really brilliant and really accessible activity. And this is from David Mitchell, author of Cloud Atlas. This is an exercise to get you inside the head of your characters. And it's simply imagine your main character writing a letter. Imagine them writing a letter to their mother, to their boss, their best friend, their enemy, etc. What would they say? And how would the tone and message differ depending on who they're talking to? So this can obviously help you add depth to your character and discover some of their idiosyncrasies. Consider, like, maybe they get tongue-tied when they're trying to talk to their crush. Maybe they only reveal their true selves to their best friend. Or maybe they only reveal their true self to strangers. How can you incorporate these nuances into your story, and does it change their motives or actions? So we're going to take 10 minutes now, and I want you to consider your character, have them write a short letter to three different characters explaining why they're not going home for the holiday, and we'll come back. All right, so we're back from that exercise, and I'm going to throw you back into another one. I hope that helped you get into a mindset a little bit and see some differentiations that are within your character, how they interact with different characters, and how that reveals their internal dialogue and motivations. So the next one we're going to do is simply a day in the life of, insert your character's name here. So if you are imagining your character having a mundane day, okay, it's Wednesday. When this is airing. So imagine their Wednesday. What does your character do? When do they wake up? What do they eat? Who do they interact with? Where do they go? And in tandem with this, ask yourself, what are they thinking? What is their internal dialogue like? Are they self-deprecating, really sensitive, cocky, or is there a numbness there? So this can be both as they are navigating that quiet time in, for example, the early morning when no one else is around them. And maybe if they're a parent or they have a busy household, that could be like 5 minutes in the bathroom before someone else knocks on the door. But even so, it's like, what are they thinking as they wake up? How are they feeling? How are they moving? Are their movements easy, light? Are they heavy? Are they feeling excited and hopeful about the day? Are they feeling depressed or defeated? So think about those things. And just again, imagine the most ordinary day in your character's life and what they would be like. And we'll come back after about 5 minutes. I'm going to give you a couple of tips here, and then I'll leave you with a final exercise. If you struggle, and I do, with coming up with names for your character, because it can feel like a very weighty decision, one thing that you can do that's really simple is make a list of random names that you can throw into your story when needed. Cut up names and have them in a hat, or a list on a page and pick a number at random. What this does is help prevent you from losing momentum when you're otherwise in a good rhythm, because you can always go back and change the name later, but at least you have a placeholder. The caveat being, if you're using a placeholder, make sure you remember who that character is, to write down a who's who, or use a post-it note to jot down each character and their distinguishing characteristics so that you have their name and personalities accessible at a glance. If you're a visual person, it can be helpful to have those post-it notes, maybe draw a little doodle of the character so that when you're thinking of that character, you can look up and see it. If you'd prefer, you can create a nice Excel spreadsheet for yourself and have categories with different elements that you want to consider in your story. Another little exercise is something that you can do later today or throughout your week when you are trying to work on external dialogue. So the conversations that your character is having with other characters. Look for examples from real life. If you have a teen protagonist, watch videos of real teens talking. If it's a historical novel, you can read letters or diaries from that period. If you want to have interactions with a bunch of different people, do things like sit at a coffee shop and eavesdrop on snippets of conversation. Go to the mall, walk, listen in the food court there. You're going to have a lot of people walking by. And just make note of idioms or slang, speech patterns, and who sounds shy, who sounds confident, who sounds impatient. Is there someone grumbling at the worker at a fast food shop? And think about like what in their voices gives you these clues, because you can use that in your description later. Podcasts would be another good source for this. They're usually at least a little bit produced, but they are conversational and can help you get an idea of what spontaneous conversation is. I would also just warn a little bit about going too heavy into idiom and slang, because those can make your story feel dated. So final exercise for today, interview your character. Imagine you are doing a feature on your character's life. What questions would you ask and what would you notice about them? Imagine they're walking into the room. What do they look like as they're walking in? How do they say hello? Cheerful? Reserved? Do they say hello? Do they sit down? Where do they choose to sit? How are they seated in their chair? Do they seem tense or are they leaning back? Are they relaxed? Do they seem interested in being there? And then start asking questions. Where are they from? Do they have any siblings? What do they do for work? Do they seem happy or annoyed with the questions that you're asking? Do you feel like you're getting the truth out of them? What are they holding back? How long have they lived where they live? What was their childhood like? Do they have many friends? Are they in a relationship? What was their proudest accomplishment? What is a source of shame for them? You can gear it towards the kinds of things that you're trying to draw out or emphasize in your story. So if they are, for example, an unreliable character, imagine as they walk into the room, are they there on time? Are they meeting your gaze? Are they well-dressed, rumpled? Do they look stressed? Are they evasive with their answers, making signs that make you think that they're not telling you the truth? And what would those be? So those are elements that you can add into your story as those characters navigate through your world. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Word Labs Out Loud. I encourage you to check out the other episodes in this month-long series if you haven't already. Check out wordlabs.ca if you want to put some of these activities into practice in a group setting. We do have a peer writing group every 2 weeks. We'll have some more tips and tricks for you next week. And until then, happy writing and thanks for tuning in.